when you do the genetic testing, we have different kind of categories that we say to kind of determine your risk for this. It doesn't mean you're going to get dementia. It just means that you have a higher than normal risk factor at getting dementia. So hers comes back and she has a, what we call a little 4-4, which means that she has 75% chance of developing dementia before she's around 75, right? Okay, so she's only had this one person in her family who's had dementia so far. I'm like, well, I look at me, I'm going to have this, right? My testing comes back, and I find out I have allele 2-2. Do you know what that means? That means I have a genetic protective factor against dementia, right? Okay, so I'm shocked. I'm floored. Because this doesn't make sense. On both sides of my family, I have all these people who have dementia. And so I'm like, what? How is it that she has this and no one else in her family has Alzheimer's disease, right? And so we start comparing.